has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we will be studying the second Aliyah from Parashat Vayera. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kutcha Barichu Ishbinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Leakta Lashem Yud He Bavate The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limun Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maaseya Deno Kanane Alena Maaseya Deno Kananehu. The second Aliyah for Parashat Vayera is from the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 14, and completes at verse 28. This is a total of 15 verses, and we know that number 15 connects to the upper worlds of Atzilut and Bria, or metaphorically, the Yud and the Hey of Hashem's name. Ele Rashevet Avotam Bene Ruben Bekor Yisrael Tanoch Ufalu Chetron Vikarmi Ele Mishpechot Ruben Uvne Shimon Yemuel Yamin Ve'ohar ve'yakim Utz Utzohar v'shaul ben ha'na'anit Ele mishpechot shimon Ve'ele shemot b'nei levi L'toldotam Gershon Ucham, Uchat Umrari, Ushne Chaye Levi Sheva, Ushloshim Umat Shana. Bnei Gershon, Livne Yishimi, Lemishpepotam. Uvne kechat Amram b'Yitzhar v'Hebron v'Uziel u'shne chaye kechat shalosh u'shloshim u'mat shana uvne mirari machli u'mushi ele mishpechot Halevi, the toldotam. Vayikach Amram et Yokevet, Dodato Lolisha. Vateled lo et Aharon, et Moshe Nechaye Amram. Sheva u'shloshim u'mat shana U'nei Yitzhar Korach b'negev b'zikri U'nei Uziel Mishael ve'eltafan B'sitri v'yikach Aharon et Elisheva Bat Aminadav Achot
has joined.
Lo Leisha Wateled Lo et Nadav et Avihu et Elazar et Itamar Uvne Korach Asir Velkana V'yaviyasa ele mishpechot Hashichi, Elazar ben Acharon, Lakach lo mi benot Utiel, lo leisha wateled, lo et Pinchas, ele rashe, avod halevim, mishpechotam, uacharon Moshe asher, amar Adonai, yohewahe, adanu yo, yohahedawanu heyo, lahem hotziu et bnei Yisrael, meretz Mitzrayim, al tzivotam, hem hamdabrim, el paro melech Mitzrayim, vehotzi et bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, hu Moshe vi acharon. Vayehi biyom dever, diber Adonai yohewahe, adanu yo, yohahedawanu heyo, el Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. That is the completion of the second Aliyah. We'll now study it in the English translation. Verse 14. These are the heads of the fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, Hanoch, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. As we know, each of these names has meaning. Each of these names need to be studied to understand the character traits of the families. Verse 15. And the sons of Shimon, Yemuel, Yamin, Ohad, and Yachin, and Zohar, and Saul, the son of the Canaanites. These are the families of Shimon. So Saul is one of the sons of Shimon, but the son comes from a Canaanitess. None of the other mothers are mentioned. Obviously, there's a reason why this woman is mentioned, as it affects the traits of that tribe, that family within the tribe of Shimon. And these are the names of Levi's sons after their generations: Gershon, Kahat, and Merari. And the years of Levi's life were 137 years. Now, it's interesting to note that we don't see the other tribal leaders, how old they were when they passed. We know that Joseph was the first one who passed at 110 years. And Levi, the reason for his being, the Torah telling us it's 137, is relating to he's the oldest or the last one to pass. Now, we also don't have any lineage for the children of the tribal leaders. But here we're on for Levi's sons, we're getting lineage. In verse 17, the sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimi, to their families. And the sons of Kehat were Amram, Ishar, Hebron, Uziel. And the years of Kehat's life were 133 years. Why are we telling that this is really a grandson of Jacob? But why is his life mentioned in years and others it's not? The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their generations. The word that's being translated as generations is toldot. As we all know, there's another word, dor, meaning generations also. And what is the difference between the two is very important. The toldot represents lineage, whereas dor ba dor is not quite the same thing. It has a connection to the, not the lineage, but to the concept of the flow of children. Verse 20. Amram took Jochebed, his aunt, as his wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of Amram's life were 137 years. Now, the way the lives are being described is not the same way that Sarah's life was described, or Abraham's life was described, or any of the earlier people, their life was described in different ways. And it was particular because they would say that they lived 100 years, and then meaning singular, and then 20 years singular, and 7 years plural. Where here it's very clear, it's 137 years. It's in the number itself in the Hebrew. Verse 21. And the sons of Ishar were Korach and Nepheg and Zichri. And the sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sitri. Aaron took to himself for a wife Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, the sister of Nachshon, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. And the sons of Korach were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korites. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, took himself of the daughters of Putiel to himself as a wife. And she bore him Pinchas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites, according to their families. That is Aaron and Moses, to whom Hashem said the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt with their legions. They are the ones who spoke to Paro, the king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel out of Egypt. They are Moses and Aaron. Now it came to pass on the day that Hashem spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt. That's the completion of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? We will return to our study of Perek Shirah. We are in chapter 3. I believe it's paragraph 8. Out of 11 paragraphs. Shir ha-ma'alot mima'amakim kiraticha Adonai yohei wahei Adanu yo yohei dawanu heyo. This verse is coming from Psalms. The sheaves of wheat are saying a song of ascent. Out of the depths have I cried to you, Hashem. What does wheat have to do with crying to God from the depths? I really don't have an answer because I have to understand the metaphorical meaning of the word depth. The next paragraph. Kibolet Seomrim Omeret Tefila Leani Kiyatov Belifne Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Yishpoch Tsiho. Another verse from Psalms. The sheaves of barley are saying, a prayer of the pauper when he swoons and pours out his speech before Hashem. It's understandable why barley is speaking of this particular verse, because barley is considered the poor man's bread. It's considered the food for animals, not for people. Of course, if people can only afford barley, they do. And some people may enjoy the taste. But as a general rule, barley is considered the pauper's bread, the pauper's grain. So we can understand why this verse is being sung by the sheaves of barley. It's interesting to note that both with the wheat and with the barley, and this next paragraph as well, it's talking about sheaves. It's not talking about stalks of wheat. It's not talking about the what you take off the plant. It's saying you're putting it together into a group. That's what the meaning of a sheave is. The the next paragraph. She'ar hashibalim omrim lav shukarim atzon v'yamakim ya'atupu var yitroav af yashiru. Another third verse in a row from Psalms. The other sheaves are saying, the meadows are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy and they also sing. What is the definition of another sheaf? Wheat is mentioned separately. Barley is mentioned separately. You have other grains, and they're put into a whole category together called the other sheaves. Why was that done? And what do they refer to? They refer to animals, but also grain. But they're expressing joy. And that's what's important. To be joyful. Wheat is from the depths and crying. Barley is coming from a place of poorness, of lack. And he's pouring out his speech. He's trying to talk to God. He's not talking about being happy, whereas the other sheaves are happy. Why the difference? We're going to page 7. I'm actually going to not go to the next paragraph. I'm going to call the class at this point because there are two more paragraphs in chapter 3, as I said, a total of 11, the same as chapter 2. And these two have a relationship, so I want to do them together, and we wouldn't have time to do both today. So does anyone have any questions? I'm reminding you that Wednesday night in our 7 o'clock class, which would normally be questions and answers, will be our Rosh Chodesh event. So I hope you'll join us and put that on your schedule. So did somebody have a question? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon and evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.